Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Vav, the third parak, Shlosha Meaning. So the three we're going to focus on are when the next mission teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the forelog is waved, the nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tamei from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kevin shenizer kolav echud min adamim." Once the blood of one of the korbanos was sprinkled for him, hutra nazir lishtos beyan when he tamei meisim. The nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tamei to the dead. In a brace, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "Va'achi yishte ha-nazir yain." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra meisim kulam. This means after all the activities are performed. Rishonim say that the Tanakhama of a Mishnah follows this view. The Chachamim say, achra meisi yechidi, after a single activity is performed, meaning one carbon. They make a gezer sheva between the achra of the pasuk above and in the pasuk achi yiskalchu as nizro, after shaving his nazir hair, teaching that just as that pasuk only mentions a single activity, the permit of a nazir begins after a single activity. Point number two, Rav says, Tanufa benazim ha'akevas, the waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The novelty is that one might have thought, kaven delinyan kaparish yari mitzvahi, since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the waving is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Hachanami lo te'akev, here too, it's not critical to the nazir's permit, so Rav taught otherwise. The Gemara challenges the Rav from a brace of the pasuk states, Zos Torah Sanazir, this is the law of the Nazir. Ben Sheyeshel Kapayim, Ben Sheeinel Kapayim, whether he has palms or does not have palms. This appears to say that just as a Nazir without palms can complete his Naziris, although he cannot perform the waving, a Nazir with palms can also complete the Naziris without the waving. The Gemara responds by proving from a brace which employs similar language about a Nazir without hair that it can be read in the reverse. Just as a Nazir with palms must perform the waving, one without palms must also perform the waving on his forearms. A second version of the discussion is recorded. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Gilach al hazavach v'nim sapasel, if he shaved on a carbon and it was found invalid, meaning the blood became tamei before zrika, tiglach the pasul of zvach v'lo'olulo, his shaving is invalid and his other karbanas do not count for him. Since his shaving was invalid, his hair must be regrown before he can bring any karbanas. After providing an example of this principle, the Mishnah continues, Gilach o'ha'ola, o'ha shlamim shaloshman. If he shaved after the ola or shlamim was brought, not for his purpose, meaning he intended it to serve as another carbon, v'achakach hevi karbanosav l'shman, and then brought his karbanos for their purposes, tiglach to pasul v'zvachav l'ololo. His shaving is invalid and his other karbanos do not count for him. Although an ola or shlamim which is brought shloshma is not disqualified as a carbon, it does not count for his requirement, so the shaving is also invalid. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, also a zevach l'ololo of oshar zvachim olu. That carbon doesn't count for him, but the other karbanos count. The Gemara explains that he holds, Nazir shegilach al shlamim nadava yotza, a nazir shaved after a voluntary shlamim is yotze, the shaving, and a shlamim brought shelo l'shma is considered a voluntary shlamim. The Mishnah concludes that if he shaved after all three karbanas, then even if some were invalid, one valid carbon is adequate for his shaving to qualify. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tamei from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin shenizer kolav echud min adamim. Once the blood of one of the korbanos was sprinkled for him, hutra nazir lishtos beyan when he tamei meisim. The nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tamei to the dead. In a brace, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, Va'achi yishte ha-nazir yain. Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra meisim kulam. This means after all the activities are performed. Rishonim say that the Tanakhama of a Mishnah follows this view. The Chachamim say, achra meisi yechidi, after a single activity is performed, meaning one carbon. They make a gezer sheva between the achra of the pasuk above and in the pasuk achi yiskalchu as nizro, after shaving his nazir hair, teaching that just as that pasuk only mentions a single activity, the permit of a nazir begins after a single activity. Point number two, Rav says, Tanufa benazim ha'akevas, the waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The novelty is that one might have thought, kaven delinyan kaparish yari mitzvahi, since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the waving is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Hachanami lo te'akev, here too, it's not critical to the nazir's permit, so Rav taught otherwise. The Gemara challenges the Rav from a brace of the pasuk states, Zos Torah Sanazir, this is the law of the Nazir. Ben Sheyeshel Kapayim, Ben Sheeinel Kapayim, whether he has palms or does not have palms. This appears to say that just as a Nazir without palms can complete his Naziris, although he cannot perform the waving, a Nazir with palms can also complete the Naziris without the waving. The Gemara responds by proving from a braisa which employs similar language about a nazir without hair that it can be read in the reverse. Just as a nazir with palms must perform the waving, one without palms must also perform the waving on his forearms. A second version of the discussion is recorded. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Gilach al hazavach and v'nimsa pasul, if he shaved on a carbon and it was found invalid, meaning the blood became tame before zrika, tiglach the pasul of zvach v'la'olulo, his shaving is invalid and his other karbanas do not count for him. Since his shaving was invalid, his hair must be regrown before he can bring any karbanas. After providing an example of this principle, the Mishnah continues, Gilach al ha'ola, o al shlamim shaloshman. If he shaved after the ola or shlamim was brought, not for his purpose, meaning he intended it to serve as another carbon, v'achakach hevi karbanos v'lishman, and then brought his karbanos for their purposes, tiglach to pesul v'zvacha v'lo'olo, his shaving is invalid and his other karbanos do not count for him. Although an ola or shlamim which is brought sh'lo'lishma is not disqualified as a carbon, it does not count for his requirements, so the shaving is also invalid. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, also a zevach lo'olo, of oshar zvachim olu, that carbon doesn't count for him, but the other karbanas count. The Gemara explains that he holds, nazir shegiloch al shlamim nadaba yatsa, a nazir shaved after a voluntary shlamim is yotze, the shaving, and a shlamim brought shelo l'shma is considered a voluntary shlamim. The Mishnah concludes that if he shaved after all three karbanas, then even if some were invalid, one valid karban is adequate for his shaving to qualify. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow, because the cow goes moo. So here goes. The former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tenufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a carbon where the blood became tame before zrika. Once again, slow motion. The former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow. Cow? That must mean we're on daf mem vav. Moo. The former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tummy from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin Shinizrakal of Echomin Adamim. Once the blood of one of the karbanas was sprinkled for him, Hutru Hanaz Lishos Beyan Litam Lamesim. The nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tummy to the dead. In a bris, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "Ba'achar yishta ha-nazir yain." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra ma'isim kulan. This means after all the activities are performed. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tenufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, which reminds us. Rav says, tenufa benazir ma'akeves. The waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The chiddush is that one might have thought, kevin delinyan kapar shiari mitzahi. Since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the tenufa is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Hachanam glot Yaakov here too is not critical to the nazir's permit. So Rav taught otherwise. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tenufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a carbon where the blood became tame before zrika, which reminds us the next Mishnah discusses the status of shaving when a carbon is invalid. So once again, the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tenufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a carbon where the blood became tame before zrika. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The nazir mobster, that must be more on Daf Mem Beis. The nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, which reminds us, Rava asked what the halacha is in a case where nazir shaved and left over two hairs, and he then shaved one and the other one fell out. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second to last hair fell out and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar she'ein miskaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as Gemara explains, anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second to last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Which reminds us, Rava said in the name of Huna that Tuma Lo, a Nazir who came in contact with Tuma twice is not Chayiv a second time, since he was already Tamei, and the second contact does not add to his Tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is Chayiv. Abai challenged Rav Yosef from a brisa which says that a Kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not Chayiv for the second Tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a Nazir can receive multiple Malkas for a repeated Tuma. But there's no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shu b'chiburin. The brice is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tumah, whereas the mishnah is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second one increases his tumah. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Magazines? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tamei, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how Tumah and Bia can occur simultaneously, since even if a Nazir was Tar when entering an Ol of a Tumah, he always becomes Tamei before he enters the Ol, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rav Papa answers, Kagon shenichnas b'shita tevo migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting him from Tuma, and his friend came and removed the roof, whereby the Tuma and entry occur simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive Malkus. Marbar Ravashi gives a different answer involving a goses. So the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tamei, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goses lying next to him. Which reminds us, two different sources are brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies. Reish Lakish says the nafka mina between them is a goses, a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in the pasuk lehechalo, since he can be called a chalal, a slain person, since most gosesim die. The Gemara asks for a mission which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the Kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goses. So the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goses lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father whose head was cut off. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda quoted Rav, Nikta Rosha Shal Aviv Enu Matamilo. If a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he cannot become Tamei for his burial. His reason is because the Pasuk says L'Aviv for his father, which implies Bezman Shuhu Shalem V'lo Bezman Shuhu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Homer mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the three Isurim of a Nazir, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various Chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. So, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbanos the same day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teglachas Tuma Ketzad, how is the shaving for a Nazir Tami done? Hayamaz B'shlishu B'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day, with Mechatas Megaleach B'shvi, and shave on the seventh, maybe Karbanos of B'shmini, and bring his Karbanos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Akiva says he may nonetheless bring his korbanos on that same day. Rabbi Akiva explains to Rabbi Tarfon the difference between a nazir and a metzorah is that by a nazir, his tahara is dependent on the days, not on shaving, whereas a metzorah shaving is part of the tahara process. Therefore, the metzorah shaved on the eighth day, he must be tovel again afterwards and is not tahor until sunset, delaying his korbanos to the ninth. So the three nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy chomer mud, one for tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, started to throw mud towards the tummy nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his karbanas the same day, but missed and splattered the zav tful yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a zav, who is a tful yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia. Daf Mem Hei, so the simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board. Monopoly? That must be one Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Tichlach is a Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? He brought three animals, a chatas, an ol, and a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he shechs the shlamim first and shaves after it. And Rabbi Elazar says he would only shave after the chatas, shechatas kodemus mikol makom, because the chatas takes precedence everywhere, so it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landed on the Pesach Olamoed spot, for it would be a disgrace, which reminds us, a brisa provides the source for shaving after shlamim. Megilach ha-nazir pesach ha-hamoed. The nazir shall shave at the entrance of the ha-hamoed. But shlamim ha-kas medaber. The pasuk actually refers to the shlamim, teaching that the shaving follows it, because the words pesach ha-hamoed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk's not teaching the location for the shaving, but the sequence. The brisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the ha-hamoed. Im ken derech b'zayin. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazir who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Which reminds us, Gemara brings the Machlokas when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf are two different sources brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden in contact with a man until the moment he dies, and a nafka mina between them is a goseis? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good number 2. Which daf when a nazir does not shave at the Pesach with the Ohel Moed, for that would be a bezayon? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good number 3. Which daf do the Malkokas regarding when does a nazir become permitted to drink wine and become tameh? That's on daf Mem Vav. Good number 4. Which daf when Rabbi Akiva holds that if a tameh nazir shaves on the eighth day, he can bring his karbanos on the same day? That's on daf Mem Dalad. Good number 5. Which daf when that the source according to Rabbi Eliezer that an ase is dochel los ase is one from the psukim that teach that one can make tzitzis from shatnez? That's on daf Memov. Good number 6. Which daf the Malkokas regarding when is the nazir's hair placed on the fire of the shlamim? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good number 7. Which daf the tenufa benazir ma'akevus? The waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. That's on daf Mem Vav. Good number 8. Which daf the if a Kohen's father's head was cut off, the Kohen cannot become tamei for his burial? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good number 9. Which daf do we discuss the status of shaving when a carbon is pasul and the nazir is required to regrow his hair? That's on daf Mem Vav. Good. And number 10. Which daf does the Mishnah list the various chumras by each of the three isurim of a nazir? That's on daf Mem Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.